Yes. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again because we can't stop, won't stop. Yes. So today, we're going to do something a little bit different, y'all. Okay, so today, I'm just giving y'all the straight podcast, and then later on, I'm going to give you guys the fashion, okay? I'm going to give y'all the drip, okay, with the photo shoot later on. As you guys know, this season in my life is all about doing what feels right at this moment in the present time. And I just felt like being in my robe, my luscious red. This is just a gorgeous raspberry red robe. It's so soft and so luxurious. I also have this soft and smooth satin two-piece sleepwear, and I just felt like being in my robe today. Of course, we still looking fabulous, okay? Here, okay, curls is popping, still got my earrings and my lip gloss, but I'm drinking my sorrel tea, my fever grass tea. If you know, for all island people, them, I want to say, what's up, Grand Rising, Wagwan, good afternoon, and yes, welcome. And thank you guys for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And today we're going to talk about the thing. So today our topic is, is a man capable of love, y'all? This is a discussion that we have today because it continues to come up in my life, and I continue to ask this question to myself because of what's going on in the surroundings. And we're going to have a discussion, but before we do that, I want to start out with a shout out, because you know we got to give gratitude to the people that show us love, and I'm here for it. So let's start from the top, from the tippity top, okay? I want to give a shout out to me. Let me take a sip of my fever grass. I want to give a shout out to me for being amazing, phenomenal, for being authentic, for being brilliant, for being humorous, for being resilient, for being powerful, to having patience, to having grace, for giving grace, for being committed to my vision, to my passion. I want to give a shout out to me for showing up for myself and always doing what feels right to me. I want to give a shout out to me to being that fashionista, to being bossy saucy, to being that girl, to being that empress, and to being unapologetically myself. Okay, sometimes the list don't come in from the dream. From being from Jamaica, but yeah, from being unapologetic to I'm just being myself, period. So I want to give a huge shout out to Sheridana. Yeah, and shout out to Snoop. If you know, you know. And as I started this podcast, it was actually 11:11. And then when I start recording, it's actually 11:20 right now, guys. And it is a beautiful Tuesday. And the sun is out. Everything seems so calm and beautiful. And this is why I wanted to do it at this time. Usually our podcast is recorded by 1:30. But you already know, I like doing things a little bit different. I like switching it up. I like being unpredictable because that's what I am. Okay? Because we're no regular. We're no regular. All right, moving right along, y'all. Next shot, I go to Sheridan Designs. Period. Okay, so a big shout out to Sheridan Designs. As you guys know, Sheridan Designs is the sponsor of our podcast, and I got to give a shout out to my brands. You know what I'm saying? Let me clear my throat. Yeah. Okay, it's very important to drink something warm early, you know, top of the day. All right, so shout out to Sheridan Designs for always making me look and feel amazing. Okay, and I'm so proud of our brand. We came such a long way, and I just cannot believe like, we're here. We are actually, we're in our sixth year, but we're about to be in our seventh year, okay, soon. And I'm super excited about that. So shout out to Shirt On Designs, okay? And I'm so, I feel fulfilled. I feel excited. And I know that we are here for greatness. And we're just tipping, you know, the top of the iceberg. So shout out to Shirt On Designs. All right, moving right along. Shout out to Shirt On, a beauty salon. Right now, my hair feels so soft and luxurious, even though I woke up like this. Okay, I literally just woke up with my hair, you know, looks really, really beautiful because I maintain my hair. I maintain, you know, the things. Okay. Just to give you guys a little update on the hair situation. I usually don't really talk about the products, but I want to give a big shout out to Design Essential for their almond and avocado honey curl forming custard. Okay, always keeps my hair hydrated and so soft and so smooth. I really, really love it. And also a big shout out to the Shea Moisturizer Company. I've been using, shout out to my daughter who inspired me to get this. It's a Jamaican black castor oil, and it's Strengthen and Restore. It's a leave-in conditioner with shea butter, peppermint, apple cider vinegar. Ooh, it's just a vibe. I'm gonna say your ear soft. And guess what? Guys, this is for natural hair as well as chemically processed hair as well. So even if you have natural or relaxed hair, you could definitely use it. It will help you to hydrate your hair and just make your hair so soft and luxurious. I mean, you could wake up with your hair looking fabulous. Like, what do they do to that hair? Okay, if you guys want more information about hair product or hair education, make sure you reach out to us at SheridanaBeautySalon.com. That's SheridanaBeautySalon.com. And you can also book your reservation. You can book your appointment with us as well. We specialize in natural hair, but we also do extensions and process here as well, guys. I mean, I didn't plan to say all that, but I thought I'll give you guys the gem about how my hair be looking so beautiful and soft, okay? Because it's not only important for it to look good, it has to feel good, okay? So just a little nugget about that. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to Unity Fashion Institute. Like, I'm just so happy about my baby, y'all. Y'all have no idea. Like, I'm so excited because I know that Unity Fashion Institute is making such a huge impact in the world. We are inspiring and educating the next generation to become their greatest version using the arts. Like, how powerful that is. I'm so excited. We have new classes coming up where I'm teaching fashion design, pattern making to be specific. And I'm so happy I get to help others to manifest their wildest dreams of becoming a successful fashion designer like myself. And I want to give a huge shout out to my professor, even though this wasn't in the notes, but a big shout out to all my professors thus far, especially Professor Long at Syracuse University, even though he's no longer there. But I will be forever grateful to Professor Long for just encouraging me and inspiring me and making me become this meticulous fashion designer and giving me that aha moment, like, yo, Shardana, you're an amazing teacher. And without him giving me the baton to teach others, he's the one that showed me and enlightened me to tell me, like, Shardana, you're an amazing teacher. He gave me the opportunity to be able to become a teacher. Shout out to Webster Elementary, which was my first school that I ever taught, where I taught fifth graders, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders fashion design. And it was just an eye-opener on how much I love it. And I love that it ties into my brand, Shardana Designs, because if I didn't have shirt on designs, like, how can I teach fashion design if I didn't already know what I know? So all my brands go hand in hand, and I want to just give a big shout out to UND Fashion Institute, because I'm here for it. It makes me so excited to actually see my student like excel and like learn different things in terms of what they always wanted to learn. So I'm excited about my new class, fashion design, and I want to give a huge shout out to Montgomery College. Okay, about what had happened, guys, as you guys know, I've been away for like for the last 2 weeks. Okay, I haven't done my podcast in the last 2 weeks because, okay, we out here making the money move. Okay, no, I'm gonna have to give y'all, I'm gonna have to just do a little something real quick, because we out here making the what? I want to give a big shout out to that guy they call Ioctane. He got this new song called What Money Move. I'm gonna give y'all a little taste. Hey, lean back. Hey. Period. Lean back. Hey. 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 We want enough money. We got enough money. Hey. Buy one phantom cost for me. No car to left and two box money. Okay. What? No, I gotta bring that one back. Hey, I'm doing a money move right now, y'all. Hey, side to side. Hey. Hey. Lean back. Hey. Sample. That was a sample. That was Ioctane new song Money Move. I'ma sit in my angle lasagna. He's always doing the thing in terms of, you know, his songs. He always come with hits. Period. So that's my bro. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Ioctane. But I mean, what I was talking about, like, I just been just on the move, y'all. And then last week was, so the week before, I went to Syracuse University for Syracuse University 2023 career internship fair, right? Fair. And that was on that Tuesday, so I couldn't really do it that day because I was talking to the students, and it was like I had a big presentation. It was just a lot on me, but I did go live, guys. So if you guys want to check out my YouTube, you can see that. If you want to check out my TikTok, you can see that. See the whole setup and all the things that we were doing. So for my TikTok, it's Sheridan Designs, and for my YouTube, it's Sheridana. So go check it out. And yeah, for this week that just passed, it was my daughter's birthday. So I want to give a huge shout out to my baby girl, to my princess, to my ace, to my right hand, my left hand, my heart. Okay, big shout out to my Isabella Shante Pierce Bedell. My baby turned 20, but I'm only 21. I mean, my baby just turned 20 on period. And I mean, I had to make sure that I was fully present, okay? And that's why I didn't really have the time to be able to, you know, grace my presence with my voice with you guys. So give me grace. So that's why I'm here this week, guys. So a big shout out to my baby girl. When I said anglet, my baby looked at like just like a queen. And of course, styled by Mumsies. Okay, I had to style my baby from head to toe, and my daughter looking like a walking trophy. Like, what? Gorgeous. And guess what? The pictures are exclusive, so I did not post it because it's for me and my family, and I don't want nobody open my business. Period. Okay, so yeah, but I'm just so proud of my daughter. She's an amazing human being, and she's super talented. And I'm just excited for her future, and I know the best is yet to come, okay? So, yeah, happy birthday. And guess what? My son's birthday is going to be coming up on, in like, less than 2 weeks, guys, on the 25th. And as you guys know, today is 10-10-2023. So, it's a lot of completion. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to come talk to y'all today. But the Most High was like, what you mean? Today's 10-10 completion. You out here in these streets making that money move. Okay, we got to complete this. Today is podcast day. So I'm here for y'all, okay? And I'm here for myself, okay? So moving right along. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. And I am that's my other baby, y'all. Like, that's my other baby. And I'm so excited that we could, as my daughter said to me, you know, I'm paving the wave. So I'm paving the wave and I'm giving back and I'm paving it forward, as my daughter eloquently say. I have to pave it forward. You know, Maya Angelou say, if you know, teach, and if you have, give. And that's why I've created Unity Fashion Institute Foundation, because a wise person once said that, you know, basically, to whom much is given, much is required. And I've been given so much abundance, so much gift and talent and anointing that is important for me to share with the world. And now that I have mastered myself in terms of keeping my cup full, whatever run over is for the world. So I have a nice amount that is running over, so I get to share it with the world, and I'm really excited about that. So, speaking about sharing with the world, I'm gonna clear my throat. Okay, the throat chakra will be cleared. Okay, and so if you guys would like to be a part of our journey and would like to be a part of the change that you wish to see in the world, you guys could also make a donation to the campaign for Unity Fashion Institute Foundation. Go straight to our GoFund. You can look up Sheridana, or just go straight to our Instagram page at UFIF_nonprofit. That's UFIF_nonprofit. And then you will find Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. The link is in the bio. We are accepting small and large donation, and we'll be grateful that you are part of our community. And remember, the best is yet to come. And the more you give, the more you receive. So I want to say thank you in advance for donating to our amazing cause. And you can read more about our nonprofit at SheridanaDesigns.com. That's SheridanaDesigns.com. Okay. All right. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to our podcast, Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. I mean, we all here just doing the thing, okay? We giving you fashion. We giving you music. We giving you business. We giving you entrepreneurship. We giving you life lessons. We giving you beauty. We giving you the gems. Okay, and I'm giving you my personal experiences and my gift and my talent. So I pray that you got, actually, I know that the people who listen, shout out to the females, as we know that are on the podcast itself, our audience is about 75% female, and then the rest is male. So we know that the females are listening here. So shout out to you guys, and shout out to the men as well. And also, I want to give a huge shout out to Humble Confident Modeling Agency, because we out here inspiring the nation. Okay, I'm happy that I could also be, you know, the person and also the organization that can help inspire, you know, young girls who want to build their confidence, but not, you know, in an arrogant way. I'm super confident within everything that I do, and I'm here to teach. I'm here to teach our young girls how to be graceful, how to be powerful, how to be confident. you know, within your own skin. And that starts with self. So I'm here to build the self-esteem, okay, for mostly our young girls. You know, the girls that I connect with is, well, the people I connect with is mostly girls. So, and what I'm teaching is mostly girls. So a big shout out to Humble Confident Model Agency. And remember, on all our businesses, you guys can find us on Instagram. Child, let me get my tea. Hold on. Because this throat chakra is going to be clear today, y'all. Ooh, this fever grass is good. Warm fever grass with a little bit of brown sugar. It goes a long way, y'all. Make sure you take care of yourself. And I want to give a huge shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Okay, I love you guys so, so much. And I'm so grateful to be your mom. I'm so grateful to have you guys in my life. My kids have taught me discipline. Okay, my kids have taught me commitment. My kids have taught me, you know, being resilient. You know, sometimes especially my daughter had teach me, you know, to make sure that I don't give up, you know, and to just continue to do what I love. I was telling my daughter, oh, I might not be able to do my podcast. She was like, why you can't do your podcast? I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my podcast. And then my son also teach me about love, you know, and he's always loving. That's why we're going to have a discussion today, guys, about, are men capable of love? ? Okay, this is the discussion, and I'm going to share with you guys some of my experiences. And if when you guys are listening to this, if you guys have a comment, make sure you guys leave me a comment on my Spotify. Okay, I'm going to pose a few questions there, and you can tell me your input on, do you think men are capable of love? And I was watching a video about with Princella. They call her Pastor P, and she believes that men are not capable of love because of her past experiences. But you know, to each his own, and everybody had their own perspective. But she makes some valid points, and we're going to dive into some of the things that I have, you know, discover, because I went on the reflection of my own life and my own experiences. And then I went ahead and did my own research on certain things as well to come up with today's topic and discussion. Okay. But before we go into that, also, I want to give a huge shout out to Syracuse University for supporting me and inviting me to the career fair last week. And I want to give a huge shout out to my sponsors that made it so possible for my table and my brand to look absolutely stunning and rich and wealthy. Big shout out to Staples, especially the one that's in Syracuse, New York. Okay. I want to give a big shout out to St. Agnes Florist in Syracuse that made my bouquet and my flower arrangements so, so stunning. And they really executed my vision and what I request of them. So if you guys want to see my table, like I say, go to my YouTube at Sheridana, or you could go to my Instagram at Sheridana Designs LLC. You guys can see my table. All right. And I want to give a big shout out to Papoose, because today we're not going to be bashing any men, because you already know we love them all. We love our men. Okay. The ones who are actually men, not these feminine ass. Okay. But, okay. So the word of the day, we have a few word of the day, y'all. Let's get into the thing. Okay. But guess what, guys, I think we need a little song before we get into the thing, because you already know it's all about the vibes. I want to give a huge shout out to this artist, because she just came on the scene and just like water, period. So let's get right into it. So the artist that you're about to hear is her name is Taylor, and she got this song called Water. Let's get into it, y'all. Make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water. Normally, Wilding. Hey. I'ma be. Telling me. Okay. Talk is cheap. Show me. That you understand me. Oh God. Mama. My whole body. No, don't do that.
You blow my mind. Set up my whole body. Make me sweat. Make me hotter. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. Make me sweat. Make me hotter. Make me lose my breath. Make me water.
Oh, child. I mean, that song came out of nowhere and it was just a vibes. Yo, when I was at Syracuse University, right, on the dome floor in the stadium, I did a runway to this joint and it just went viral, y'all. It just went viral on my YouTube page. I mean, it just turned up. I mean, granted, I'm a beautiful subject, and when I say I was ogling that runway walk, that catwalk walk, it was slay. But the lyrics was amazing. I mean, the drip of the day was amazing, sponsored by Sheridan Design. I had a custom design, you know, situation. I had a pantsuit. The color was this gorgeous rose rose gold. It was just absolutely stunning. And I had my little tailored jacket. I mean, I was looking like a business goddess is what I'm singing. Go check out my YouTube at Sheridana. I mean, oh God. But yeah, that song's a vibe. Okay, so moving right along, guys. So the word of the day is intimacy, passion, and commitment. And we're going to dive into it. And also friendship. Okay, so what does intimacy really mean? Intimacy means close familiarity or friendship. It means a closeness, okay? Doesn't say anything about sex. So I think there is a disconnect when we tell our person, our man, that we require intimacy. That means we require a closeness. It doesn't mean sex. Move right along. Passion, a strong, unbearable control. It means emotion, okay? We need that passion from you, okay? Also, the word commitment. What does that mean? Because a lot of men, they run from commitment. I don't know why, but anyway, but they want you to be committed to them, though, but then they kind of act a little, but anyway, move right along. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, or person. I just add that person because it's a etc. So that's what I mean. The state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. Like, I'm dedicated to my brands. On God, every day I talk about my brands. Okay, if it's not about Sheridan Designs, it's about Sheridan Beauty Salon. It's about Uni Fashion Institute. It's about Uni Fashion Institute Foundation. It's about Humble Comfort Modeling Agency. It's about Sheridan Diary of a Fashionista. I mean, it depends on what I'm doing, but it's always about Sheridan Designs because that is the top tier. Okay, but the other word is friendship. And what does that really mean? It means the emotion or conduct of being a friend, the state of being a friend. Can you really be a friend? Can a man really be your friend? Sometimes I question that because they don't know how to do that very well. This is why it has to be downloaded and they have to want to do that. Okay, so my quote of the day is, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Child, I mean, that is a word. that means a word. And I was reflecting, like, why didn't, you know, my other relationship, you know, worked out, you know, it got disrupted. Like I said, I was married for 15 years. That's a, some people fucking lifetime, y'all. And excuse me, sometimes I curse, sometimes I don't curse. It all depends on the context. So, okay, give me grace. I'm human. And sometimes it got to come out. Like Gary Vee said, you just got to be authentic with it. So fuck it. All right. So yeah, not all storm come to disrupt your life. Like my divorce was the biggest blessing. Because remember what Steve Harvey says, that when things don't work out how you think they're supposed to work out, like that's your blessing. Like that is my blessing. And I don't really, I don't wish no, you know, divorce on anybody. But if it's in the car, then that's in the car, because I get to then now learn myself. Okay, I get to then now become my greatest version, because I have quiet time. I have peace. I don't have to argue with nobody. I don't have to, you know, fulfill anybody else's dreams. Right now, this season, it's my season. The mission is me. And I love that for me. Like, I never had this season in my whole entire life. So because of something, because of that disruption, I was able to blossom into this beautiful butterfly. And so I just want to thank the Most High for giving me that abundance. Okay. So really, are men capable of love? First of all, let's go with our affirmation. Okay. Cause we got to keep it all the way 100. On a high vibration. I am wealth. I feel wealthy. I feel abundant. I don't chase. I attract. I love wealth. I love abundance. I speak more wealth into existence. I see wealth and abundance all around me. And I understand that wealth and abundance is easy to attract. I mean, that's on God. Like, my whole room is just about abundance. Like, the level up is real. And I just want to thank the Most High. And I want to thank myself for accepting the abundance in my life. Okay. Also, shout out to Amazon Vine. Okay. Also, shout out to Amazon. Also, shout out to Shardana. Okay. So, my quote is, if you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do. If you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. Don't let that go over your head. And what that mean is, some of these gods be trying to tell people what to do, but y'all can't tell me what to do, because y'all can't tell me what to do, because y'all don't even know what the fuck to do for y'all own self. So how you gonna tell me what to do? No, I don't think so. Anyway, a wise person once told me, you got to let people do what they want to do so you can see what they rather do. And that will answer all the questions you have. So think about that. Let it sink in. So, you know, as I'm doing my own research and how, you know, as I'm reflecting back on my relationship, I really came up with some reasons why I feel like there, some of them, I'm probably going to say 99. I'm going to say 99.9%, because remember, there's always exception to the rule, right? So I've noticed men. So these are reasons why I feel like they're just, most of them are not capable of it. Okay, it's and we're gonna talk about in a romantic, but as you know, that shit it wavers all into the you know business. But anyway, most men are selfish as shit. They're selfish because they think about they're self serving. All they think about majority of the time is themselves, and men, they lack the discipline. Because, you know, I look back on my past experience and stuff like that. They lack the discipline in so many areas of their lives. Like, you could have a man that's really good in his career, but you cheat on your fucking wife. Like, what? That's not love. That's not love. How you gonna be good to your job but not good to the person who bear your children, that cook your food, that loves you, that fucking give you if everything that you request? How the fuck are you gonna do that? So I just see, like, a lot of them, they lack discipline. Like, they might be nice in one area but horrible in so many other areas. So how you gonna give love? Okay? And men, majority of the time, they lead with their ego and their dick. Excuse my French. As we know, majority of my audience is over the age. So everybody should be adult here. Okay, so men, they lead with their ego and they dig. And the universe shows this. Okay, society shows this. And the reason why I said that is because you could have a situation where you're in partnership with someone and you're asking question on the deal, and then they're coming back with an argumentative. Okay, this is a partnership, so why are you mad? We are in partnership with one another. So why are you not giving me the information that I asked for? Why are you leading with your ego? Okay. And in other situation, they be leading with their dick first because you in business with them, but they want to fuck you. How does that work? Like, it's either business or pleasure. And I don't be liking the, I'm not even going to say nigga. Like, how are you going to be wanting to do business with the Empress and then you want to fuck her? Them two things don't go together. Like, it don't go together. And these niggas, these persons, these guys out here, because 9 out of 10, a lot of them, they're not even men. They're boys in a man body. And I mean, they're not mentally equipped to call themselves men. Okay, because they lead with their dick. It's so much dudes out here, you just having kids after kids after kids, and then you can't even take care of them, and you don't have time for them. Okay, not even the financial part. You don't have time for your children. So why are you leading with your dick? Is that love? How can you love your kids and you don't have time for them? You see what I'm saying? I hope y'all connecting the dot, moving right along. And another thing that I've noticed, right, is men are naturally takers. They just always want shit. Take this. Oh, I want this. Oh, can you do this for me? Can you do that? But then always, they don't be trying to put nothing back in. Like, we as a female, we are the incubator. We are the receivers. So you have to be giving us stuff to get back stuff out. You cannot be taking, and you don't give anything back. You know what's going to happen? She's going to shut down. She is going to look at you crazy because you are not willing to replenish what you take. Remember, life is about reciprocity. I mean, in every situation. So if a man always think he's going to take, fuck you mean? No, sir. No, ma'am. You're going to have to take your empty ass cup that way and go to the pick me, because it ain't over here. Okay? So get your empty cup, go that way. Okay? And we don't got time for it because my cup is full, but it's running over, and I'm only going to be sharing and giving to people who are worthy of my anointing. Okay, moving right along. Okay, and majority of the time, what I've noticed is, like, men, they lack compassion. They really lack compassion. They all be thinking like, oh. This happened to me and this happened to me. They never ask a question like, babe, like, how are you doing? Like, are you doing okay? Like, I know you had this event. How did that go? Congratulations. Like, you know, are you okay? Like, I'm not understanding, like, where are the compassionate men out here? God, please send them here. Like, he be like, bring your ass here. I need for the, out for God, I need for you to. I had a quote. Let me see. I had a quote that I think I wrote in my phone. Please bring, I had said, please bring my winning circle to my winning season. I really just need my winning circle. Because what I've noticed is when a person cup is not full, they drain the people that's in their circle. When a person is not winning and you are winning, you feel some type of way, like you have to pull that person up. But remember, you have to put your mask on first in the airplane. You got to put your mask on first before you help others. So you're in the process of, you know, pulling yourself up and taking care of yourself and making sure your needs are met. But then you have this other person who is really down and out, and it's just like, it's really challenging for you. And that's why I said men should not be seeking empresses when their cup is empty. Yeah, that way. And it gets really frustrating when the Empress cup is full and then the person that who is seeking her out cup is not so full. So that's a little bit out of control. Anyway, what I've noticed is men always want something from a woman. And what I've realized is men, they need females. They need us. I don't think we need them. We want them. And as you guys know, there's a big difference between a need and a want. Because right now, at this point, I don't have a ring on my finger. Okay? So technically, I'm single. And I'm over here. Let me go back to Octane. Right now, yeah. Right now, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We making the money moves. The ladies out here making the money moves. Okay. And we leaning back into our femininity. We leaning back into our graceful, because we could still make money and still be graceful. We could still make money and still have that femininity, you know, because we are a mix of feminine and masculine. And so I'm happy I could still be my graceful, beautiful, elegant, sophisticated, you know, way and person and still make that money move, right? And like I said, they always want something from you, right? So it's up to us to be able to say, you know what? This is what I need from you as well. So making your request known, right? So they need us. We want them for the most part. Like that I felt, because right now I'm doing a thing and I'm doing it solo dolo for real. You know what I'm saying? And yes, it will be absolutely fabulous to, you know, have my king, you know, be present. It will be amazing. Friends don't let friends pay full price. But yeah, and so we are the favor. I'm already a wife, right? And what I've noticed is a lot of the men out here, they're just boys. They're barely good boyfriends. Like I said, they're just incapable of being a friend. Right? So that's why it's important to be a friend first within your relationship. See if is he a good friend, you know? And so, yeah, like they want sex, they want food, they want kids, they want favors. But then what are you giving? What are they giving? Right? So And what I've noticed, majority of the men, they don't fucking listen. They don't listen to women. They don't listen, okay? They rather listen to their boys, but then their boys can't give them no kids. They boys can't do half the shit that their spouse do. So why the fuck is you listening to your boys? I just never understood that. Okay, you find it so repelling to have a intellectual conversation with your significant other, but then you ready to talk to your boys? I just never understood that. So how is that love? You say a female, they always use a quote unquote nagging. That's not nagging. You need to, when you was trying to bag her, when you was in the process of, what's the word I'm looking for? When you were pursuing her, you didn't think she was nagging then. So how is she nagging then now? So that means you're not doing your job. Because when a man and a woman get together, I mean, believe it or not, it is somewhat a business situation in terms of you have a corporation together now. So a man and a woman have to be able to communicate with one another. And if you're incapable of having a conversation with your partner, how is that love? You're going to be saying she's nagging and you leaving the house and doing all these things. Like, how is that love? And a lot of the time, that's what the men be doing. That's what I've experienced. You know, they will fucking leave their 80 for a 20 and then try to come back. Who the fuck does that? That's not love. That's not love. How you going to leave your 80 for a 20? Matter of fact, how you going to leave your 90 for... Matter of fact, how you going to leave your 95 for a 5? Like, who does that? Like, how you going to lose... How you going to do that? Like, most men be losing their 95 for a 5. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're going to lose your wife for what? And then you're going to try to come back. So that's why I be saying the men out here, they don't be loving their wife. They don't be loving their girl. They don't be loving their fiancés because they be doing dumb shit. Because why? They think with their ego and their fucking dick. Okay? Because a man always want to control a woman, you know, in terms of what they do, where they live, like what they wear, like what? I mean, I've had experience before when, you know, my person like, oh, you showing too much this, you showing too much that. Like, I feel amazing. I look beautiful. And as you guys see, you see how I dress. I dress very sophisticated with a splash of edge. Of course, I'm always going to have a little bit edge to me because that's just my energy. You know, I am somewhat a siren. That's what I've been told. But I still have that mom, because remember, I have my son. I have my son I have to show respect to. I have my daughter I have to show her. I got to show her how that shit is done. You could be sexy without be trashy, without showing your ass all the time, without showing every fucking thing you have. And I believe in modesty, but I also believe in showing your femininity as well. So, yeah. So, and men are abusive in so much way. Like I said, in my past experiences, they've been abusive spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, you know, well, not much physically, but mentally and sexually. But in a lot of other cases, people deal with physical abuse. Luckily, no man has really, you know, do anything crazy to me or whatever. But in other cases, you know, men have done to other females. But I'm just saying, and I had done some statistic, like I had did some research in terms of why are couples getting divorced so much? It's because of the abuse. So if it's not spiritually, it's emotional or physically or financially or mental or sexually. Like, it has to be one of those things why people get divorced. And why do they get those divorce? Because really, both parties has to be whole. Both parties have to find their purpose. Both parties have to be happy with themselves. Both parties have to be fulfilled in their life. And majority of the time, what I've noticed in relationship, in my personal space and outside of my personal space, one or the other party, male or female, they're not whole. Like, they come in broken. They come in with a toxic behavior. They didn't heal from their past relationship. So it does not work. So, you know, I just want to say to the people out there that actually listen, before you go into your next relationship, make sure that you are fully healed in all aspects. It's not going to be totally perfect in all your areas, but make sure that you have that stability. So if that person is not there, you still good. To the females especially, I'm talking to you, because remember, they said men are the leaders, but really the female, the woman, we are the leaders. We are the true leaders, but the men take all the credit. And sometimes we make them take the credit because of their ego. They can't handle the fact that a woman is a better leader than them. And that's what it is, right? So it's five components of love in my perspective, and it's intimacy, passion, commitment, friendship, respect / understanding, and patience. And what I've learned is, and what I've endured is, one man, they don't be having these five components. So if you have 3 out of 5, girl, that's good. Right. So I'm asking and I'm requesting that the Most High send me a king that have all the components. Okay. All the components that I request: have that intimacy, have passion, have commitment, have friendship, and a respectful and understanding and partner, have a great partnership. And so I understand and I know. And I had awakening that what a true husband entail is someone who will honor me, understand me, support me, build me, align with me, nurture me, and defend me. If he cannot do that, then he can't love me. So, ladies, if a man can't do these things for you, he cannot love you. But if he can, then he can love you. If he can honor you and understand you and support you and build you and align with you and nurture you and defend you, he can love you. If he cannot do that, then he cannot love you. And the relationship is not going to work. And that's what I came up. I also have some quotes. I said I was going to, you know, have a long ass podcast today because I just want to keep it nice and easy. Okay. But I had some statistics, but y'all already know the vibe. I just spelled everything out why a relationship be breaking up. That's why it breaks up. Okay. That disconnect. But I have some quotes. Love is nothing without action. Trust is nothing without proof, and sorry is nothing without change. So always keep that in mind, right? And what that means is, love, if you don't see the action, your word don't mean shit, okay? And I need to see the proof to trust what you say, because a lot of the guys, they talk a lot, but I need to see the action. What did action do? Okay, so I always keep that in mind. And what I'm doing right now is focus on me, because I'm making my vision speaks for me. Okay, my vision speaks for me. And my other quote is, speaking to me is a privilege. And everybody that's coming to my life right now, they know that speaking to me is a privilege on God. Okay. And that's no arrogance. I've come a long way. I'm not going to waste my energy on nobody. if you're not worthy. And I've learned that there are two kind of people in the world. People that are assigned to you and people who are attached to you. And we must know the difference. And I've just been reflecting on my life right now to see who is assigned to me and who's attached. Like the people who are assigned to me, they pour into me. They give me life. They give me energy. They give me great wisdom. They give me love. They even give me money. You know what I'm saying? They give me value in my life. The people who are attached to me, they just always fucking want shit. Oh, can you do this? Can you do that? They want my treasures. They want my value. They always taking. Okay. So know the difference between an assigned person and attached person. And it's literally, you got to live your life like that. When people come into your life and put them in the category that they belong. Cause if you don't, you're going to be shit out of luck. And take that from me. So my affirmation, God, I ask and request for a winning circle for my winning season. Cause we winning. I'm winning, yeah. I'm gonna play some music for y'all, but it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm talking to my peoples today, and it's been a vibe, I just wanted to all the people out there that with the fake love, this is for y'all. This song, I'll be Dallas. Letter to the fake friends. Bring that back. Uh-huh. All the fake motherfuckers out there. I see you. Yeah. Then fuck you then. I can't pretend. But not beg no friend. Excuse you. Yeah, then spin. Hey. Uh-huh. Sample, y'all. That was Abby Dallas with a letter to my fake friends, y'all. Okay. And I want to give a big shout out to Cableton for this one. I don't even gotta say much. Ooh, damn. Yeah. This one took me viral again. Shout out to the dub plate for this. Shout out to Lil Lion. Lil Lion sound.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yo, so me say again. Slew them up be a feelings them a carry.
Yeah.
Done but already and them can't say them sorry.
Yo.
Hey.
That's all y'all get for that one, y'all. That's all y'all get for that right there. Like I said, thank you guys so much for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And we're just going to finish out with a few tunes, y'all. And
remember, I'm rich. Excuse me.
Shout out to that guy they call Tanta Black, a.k.a. Real Rich. Shandown was good. I love this song though. I'm not lying. Yeah. Cause you know I'm wealthy, baby. Generation Wealth. Wilson. Top Dog. Mama 2. The White House. Sample. You already know how we doing it. You already know how we doing it, how we living it, y'all. Every day we making history.
Buckle your belt, tie your lips when the fears.
History we making out. Wish you were making out fear. Dry your fears with a tear. Tie your lips with a fear. You already know. It's just a new beginning. Sample. Okay. Yeah. Sure, Donna. What's good?